Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions on Sports Radio 610. Watch this.
These are my confessions. All right, we've been pretty hyped up about this game, right? We've been very much like, all right, it's on now.
Football!
Let's get excited. It's going to be crazy in there, all that stuff. But, well, I'll put it this way. This is my confession. I want Derwin James to be my hype man. I want Derwin James to be my hype man.
Wait a minute.
This dude.
He played for the wrong team.
I know, but just as a hype man, I want him to talk about me the way he was talking about Dalton Schultz, man. He was asked this question. First of all, shout out to Derwin James because I thought he handled it well. But he was asked, maybe this is more about the question than Derwin James, but he handled it well. How do you slow down Dalton Schultz by an LA Chargers beat writer? How do you slow down Dalton Schultz?
Maximum team effort. He's another guy that can make plays with the ball in his hands. And it don't matter what we've been doing this whole season. All that matters what we do forward. And I can't wait, man, to get out there and compete against this team.
Look, I mean.
Now, Derwin. You know damn well.
Yeah.
That was a stock answer. But you picked the wrong stock answer. A guy who can make plays with the ball in his hands?
Yeah.
With all due respect to Dalton Schultz. I don't think Dalton Schultz will tell you, like, give me the ball. Once the ball is in my hands, then we're going to go make play. Yeah. He not make nobody miss. I mean,
he must be thinking about somebody else.
The one time he hurdled this year,
Schultz.
We
said Schultz, Dalton Schultz.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you meant Dalton Kincaid. My bad, dog. That was the wrong one. Yeah. No, I thought Dalton Schultz was the one time he tried to hurdle. I thought he was going to hurt himself. I was like, stop doing that, man.
Exactly.
Like, hey, man, and he's gotten a little bit more comfortable over the last few weeks. Like, and I mean, obviously, some of this has been the clear out in the wide receiving room.
I mean, look, he's good. I guess he's okay. I don't know what you want to say, but a weapon? Slow him down.
Well, I mean,
a man who can do it with a lot is, when he gets the hands in his.
He
ball,
is a weapon. It was the ball and make a play with the ball in his hands is the part that I was like, all right, guys.
I think NFL players do this pretty often where they have a generic answer for anything.
Got to
where they're like, man, yeah, he's a playmaker. He can make moves on the field. It was just very generic, and it's just like, man, some people ain't got that.
I think Dalton has a role to play here
because
I think that I'm pretty sure the Chargers, I almost called them the Colts. The Chargers really play a lot of zone, and if there's one thing that I like in a zone is your tight end just going and being able to sit in a spot,
making plays with the ball in his hand.
That is not what that means. That's not what that means. But I feel like he does. He can serve a role in just if he's able to find the soft spot in the zone. If you could just hit that consistently, you might be able to just nickel and dime them that way and make them pay, or maybe make them, you know, focus in on those spots and possibly hit them over the top. But yeah, man, he has a role to play, but we ain't got a lot.
What would he say about John Lopez if he was?
That's what I want him to be my hype man.
You know, you got to watch John Lopez. He, you know, frat boy, went to college, be knocking them beers back, and he's the life of the party. Ladies, man.
Hey, here we go. Well, he's not wrong.
These are my confessions. I allow stupid things to, there's stupid things that really get to me to the point where, like, I have very strong opinions on them. And it's weird because, like, sometimes important things I don't have strong opinions on, but really stupid ones.
Like,
I refuse to get behind the NFL trying to push Super Wild Card Weekend. What's super about it? What?
Boy, that's true.
We added one more team to the playoffs.
Yeah.
So there's three games per side rather than two games per side.
You're right.
What's super about that?
Yeah.
Word?
Yeah,
you're right.
Super?
Yeah.
Didn't they try to do this last year?
Yes, they did last
No, they
year.
Do this every they year did, now yeah. since they went to seven teams making it as opposed to six in each conference. But super, really?
Yeah.
We get a super wild card. What are we doing?
It's not your average wild card weekend.
You ain't got to. And the thing is, they ain't got to do that.
We're just going to watch anyway.
This ain't the NBA.
Yeah.
You ain't got
to. You're going to watch all of them unless you're Jason Kelce. We're going to watch all these games.
Yeah.
You don't have to lie to super wild card weekend. Ain't nothing super about it.
No, you're not wrong on that. That's for sure.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
And I care way more than I should. It's something stupid, but I hate it. These are
my confessions. So I want to say probably for the last month or two, I've been having a really, really, really bad cough. Like just a Bart type of a cough where it's actually been keeping me up at night.
Oh.
So I made a doctor's appointment and all that stuff, and but it's not until next week. So I'm just sitting around barking. You could probably see it on YouTube. I always cut the mic off and cough.
Yeah.
But I've been trying some remedies. My wife came up with a remedy. She or somebody told her about this remedy. And I feel like a complete jerk. That's
what is
my
confession.
Man, I guess a friend told her that how she got rid of her husband's cough was get some onions, put them in the bag, put your feet in the bag, and then put a sock on.
Oh no!
And so I did that on top of get a little bowl of onions, sit it on the nightstand right there.
All that does is make you miserable,
dog. And I was so miserable.
Your feet stink.
And you stink.
I felt like I was sleeping in Subway.
Subway?
Yeah. No, Subway, the sandwich place.
Yeah. It's fresh, huh?
Put some banana peppers on there and some of that Figgy's onion feet.
Nah, it was not a pleasant smell at all, man.
Italian seasoning, please.
And then my wife rolled up. She was like, my eyes are burning. I forgot the onion. Man, this was the worst idea ever, man.
Did it help you cough?
I actually wasn't coughing
that night.
But you know I don't give a damn. I'm not doing that again.
Yeah, I would rather cough than have
than
have my feet in
me
some
too.
Onions.
Yeah,
mustard,
so,
little mayo.
So immediately I got up this morning, took all of that off, and jumped right in the shower. That was nasty.
What are you doing,
man?
You had to have known better before you even did it.
I trust
his wife said to do it.
Yeah, man. True. She was just like, here, let's try this. Man, it was awful, man. I felt like a complete idiot doing that.
Yeah.
And wasted some onions.
How many onions is that?
Jam, somebody said.
Gross. Don't do that.
Oh, that's nasty. That's nasty.
How many, was that a bag of onions?
Nah, she just cut up some onions, put it in a grocery bag. And I had to put
my feet. You slept with that?
Yeah, on my feet, on both of my feet.
All right, so
I don't understand. How did that stop the cough?
Yeah, I don't.
It doesn't.
I don't. I feel like it was a mental thing, man.
I can't tell. Yeah, I think it is. And a placebo effect or whatever. I can't tell if this person is trolling to get you to keep doing some nonsense or if they really believe this. But from the 832, nah, Fig. The onions in the sock works. You got to stick with it.
Nah.
Yeah, do a month.
Nah. Hey, I don't give a damn if Dr. Phil said keep doing it, man. I'm cool, man.
And Wes on the YouTube said steam, cayenne pepper, and garlic. So now you're getting all the remedies in there.
I have been doing I did some steam, ginger root.
Yeah.
So I've actually been snacking on some ginger root at this point. It don't even taste that bad now. It used to be nasty.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm over here eating it like chips.
Potatoes in your socks coming in on the text. Hey, if you don't just go get you some Tussin, I don't know what you're doing here.
I know. Yeah. They have, drugs for this.
Hit the corner store right here. Get you some Tussin,
bro. I tried everything. It's not working. So I'm going to just go to the doctor.
These are my confessions. I had another confession, but I'm going to switch gears here because you reminded me when you said your wife recommended it. I don't understand. I mean, I know better than to do this, and I don't even remember the exact dream.
Uh-oh.
But it was a dream about my wife.
You shouldn't be telling us this.
No.
I don't need to.
I don't even know exactly what it was. You know how it gets kind of foggy? But she did something that was either bad or made me mad or whatever. I woke up this morning. I was mad at my wife.
No.
I was just like, man. Like, she's like, good morning. I'm like, yeah.
Wow.
That's what females do, man.
I know.
Females is known for doing that.
Because of
the
dream.
I had a dream. You cheated on me.
Yeah, something. It wasn't. I don't know if it was that or not, but I was like, yeah. Everybody does. You ever done that? You wake up, you have a dream, and you're like mad at them?
No.
I've never done that.
I know females who did have dreams that their dude cheated on them.
Yeah.
So they woke up, you out here.
Yeah.
I had a dream about you. So something in my heart feels.
Something's happening.
I feel something
something's
in my
happening.
Gut.
Here's the question I will ask Lopez. Mm-hmm. How long did you have that poor attitude towards
I just
your wife.
Needed my coffee. I realized, like, what am I doing?
Oh, because he just needed the drugs. All
but
right.
When I woke up and I'm walking into the kitchen and she's there, I'm like, yeah, okay.
Okay, so now we've got the text line. I feel like there's one thing a day that the text line decides that, hey, we're going to go up about, and it's about making sure that Figgy gets his cough handled.
Mm-hmm.
From the 281, Figgy needs that lean, purple orange.
Oh, yeah.
Have you out here like Gucci Mane. From the 832, Theraflu with honey and lemon.
That sounds good.
Shot of whiskey after.
That's better than some damn onions in my sock.
Yeah.
And then another 832 said, Figgy, it's the drier air with all the heaters on that's doing it. That could be it. And you know, I mean, I moved to this about 4 or 5 years ago. I got me a humidifier.
That worked. We got one.
I actually bought one a couple weeks ago.
You've been using it when you sleep?
Yeah, I use that, yeah.
Yeah, man.
They told me put the onions by it.
Mm-hmm. No. The whole room is now onion soup.
Had that whole smelling like Subway, man.
Hey,
telling
you. Yo.
And that's not a pleasant smell in the crib.
I can only imagine.
These are my confessions.
I gotta confess, I think we need to reform sideline interviews.
Oh, that was not good, huh? You talking about last night?
Yes. And I don't even think this is about like the players or anything, but in some ways, there's the natural rapport that we've just kind of fallen into. We've fallen into a rut. But some of these questions, and mm-hmm. I understand, right? I'm not saying we need to get rid of sideline reporters. I think their jobs are important. They bring a lot of information, but these walk-off interviews,
yeah,
they're so boilerplate now. Like, oh man, this player was this. How this was that player. And, you know, we all know what that is. Does that really add anything to what we're doing here? Not necessarily. Now, there are good questions within there sometimes, but it feels like more often than not now we're getting these kind of boilerplate questions.
Absolutely.
And it's
not just now. It's been a long time.
Milquetoast answers.
Yeah, it's been a long time like that. It's funny you bring this up because remember, I think it was Clarissa Thompson who was under fire because she said she made up a story one time.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's different. Like, that's like the actual reporting that I think. But
yeah. But I think to kind of defend that a little bit, the answers be so basic.
You know what the answer is.
Yeah.
You know what the story is.
Yeah. So it wasn't nothing groundbreaking like an injury report or something like that. But it'd be so basic where, like, do you even need that at that point?
Mm-hmm. And I feel like there's you get enough out of it those times where it is there. I just feel like we might need to work on it. We might need to put it.
They just want that FaceTime. It's network stuff, man.
Yeah,
that's all it is. Get the coach's face on TV as he's walking off. Okay.
Yeah. 832. You are correct. That is exactly what Figgy said. I will not repeat. Someone said hotty toddy with Fireball, Figgy, which I don't think you should be drinking Fireball at all. You are old enough to have avoided that.
Yeah.
From the 832. No cap. I cured pneumonia with the onions. Disagree. and then finally. Because a running joke won't stop running, apparently. Just don't drink any milk. It makes you cough worse. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610 on a football Friday. In fact, coming up next, actually forgot that we changed the segment. So that was the wrong segue. However, The Ringer, the publication, has a least improved player list when it comes to the NBA. Do you agree with the inclusion of this Rockets player? Let's just talk about it next.